Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Here, game three tonight with the Arkansas Travelers at Hodgetown. I'm happy to be joined by Mr. Peter Borges, the outfield and base running coordinator for the Arizona Diamondbacks in town here this week in Amarillo. Peter, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time. How are you enjoying your Amarillo stay so far?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been good. Yeah, I always enjoy coming here. We obviously have a good manager in Javier Colina, and it's a pretty good group of guys.
You guys just are coming off pregame work on the field with, I saw you shooting tennis balls out of a contraption for the fellas, catching them out there with their bare hands. I guess I just want to generally ask what you're working on with the guys when you're in town.
Yeah, so like today we're working on our first step reaction stuff, our jumps, and then we kind of mixed in some tennis ball drills around the wall just to add in a little bit of the wall aspect and then the hand-eye coordination there.
When you as the outfield and base running coordinator try to impart your wisdom on this organization, not just here in Amarillo, what are some of the cornerstone fundamental things that you are hoping these guys are doing on a nightly basis?
Yeah, it's the fundamentals, right? It's hitting the cutoff, man. It's securing the baseball. It's throwing to the right base. It's backing up bases. Like, at the core, that's what you need to do to be a good outfielder. And then the secondary stuff is the pre-pitch and the first step reaction and then running clean routes. And as you can see in Drew Jones, you get to see him every night. I get to see him on video most nights or on TV. Like, he's probably one of the best you're going to see.
I was going to ask you about him next. What specifically do you think he does outside of having just great baseball instincts? And I think there's some genes there that might help, but what do you think Drew does on a nightly basis that makes him so good out there?
He's engaged. Like, he wants to catch the ball and he wants to make a play. And I think you guys have seen when maybe he hasn't made a play, and it's probably a handful of times that you can see he's probably visibly frustrated with himself. And more times than not, those plays that he doesn't make are like probably low catch probabilities that nobody's catching, but he holds himself to a high standard. He wants to be good at defense. He takes pride in his defense and he doesn't take a pitch off out there.
Yeah, it's more surprising when he doesn't get there than when he does most nights. I want to ask you just about getting into coaching yourself. Obviously, you had a great long major league playing career. What made you decide that this role was the right one for you in your post-playing career?
Right, yeah. So as a player, you know, you're playing, you're focused on playing and staying in the big leagues as long as you can. And you think about, what am I going to do when I'm done? And I didn't quite know. I know I wanted to stay in the game, but in what capacity, I wasn't sure. And when I got out, I advanced scouted for 2 years. I realized fairly quickly that I was like, I don't really have passion for this. And then I was able to get into this role where you're able to impact and hopefully, you know, help these guys get to the major league level and achieve their dreams. And that's, I've really enjoyed my role here, and I don't know where it's gonna go. We'll see. But hopefully, you know, I'm able to impart some wisdom on these guys, help them get through, fulfill their dreams and get to where they ultimately want to get to.
My next question was going to be, what's your favorite part of the job? But I think you kind of answered it there. I do think, though, a lot of the work that you guys as coordinators are doing is with the staff as well, not only the players, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you try to connect more with the staff because ultimately these guys are with the staff 142 games out of the year. I'll see these guys maybe, if I'm lucky, 20 games over the course of the season, and that might be a lot. So ultimately, I'm not going to impact a player nearly as much as the staff that's with them day in and day out, which, like, the staff here has done an incredible job with the group. We've had this is a really young team for this league, and within our organization, this is like a lot of our prospects. So you can see them grow from April to where they're at now, and hopefully we continue to see them grow as the year goes.
What's your pulse of this clubhouse culture that Colina has created here? Because for me, somebody who's here every day, seems like he's created a place where everybody really wants to be here every single day.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, guys want to come to the ballpark and they're comfortable within that clubhouse setting, which is extremely important. If you're not comfortable when you're going to the field, you're probably not going to continue to grow as a player. But these guys seem to really enjoy each other and the staff that's here. And then you can kind of see that in their work and how they play the game.
We were talking before we started recording about your playing career, and I grew up in Michigan. You were an Angel. Seemed like you were just always taking down the Detroit Tigers. But what about your playing style? Because you were the savvy defender, great base runner, could always take the extra base. That was your style of playing. How have you taken that into how you coach these guys?
I think it's just the details, right? I think when you coach the fundamentals, and especially on the base running side of it, like, you have to pay attention to the little things as a base runner. You have to be focused and engaged on the base pass, and just constantly staying on these guys and showing them why it matters and using video to explain, hey, your secondary wasn't good and it resulted in this. And at the major league level, that stuff shows up because a lot of the games are decided by one run. The competition is so good where maybe in this setting in AA, AAA, maybe there's more blowouts and those things don't show up as often. But at the major league level, every detail matters.
I think it was the big outfield at Comerica Park in Detroit, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed playing there. There's a lot of room to run. Like, you had freedom, and then I was also trying to compete. Austin Jackson was on the other side. I had to hang with him. He was always making unbelievable plays, so I felt like I needed to hang with that guy, who was an unbelievable center fielder.
Fantastic. Peter, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.